Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that farmers grow our communities in more ways than one. With every field planted and crop harvested, you're moving our communities another step closer to a more resilient future. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank, we believe.
Butler's Gold has been developed for later planting and is one of the golden grain varieties from OSU. It features end-use quality well above the norm and at the same time offers high yield potential. Butler's Gold delivers strong protection against stripe rust and leaf rust and consistent high protein content and protein quality. Test weight, protein, and baking qualities are similar to Double Stop CL+. Learn more about Butler's Gold by going to okgenetics.com.
Well, according to ProRodeo.com, the Butler & Son Rodeo Company, based out of Elk City, Oklahoma, has suffered a significant loss to their livestock herd over the weekend. Our own Ron Hayes is visiting with OSU's Dr. Rosalind Biggs to talk about how you can protect your horses.
It's a tragic situation in western Oklahoma where over 40 high-performance horses, rodeo stock, have died because of feed contamination. Dr. Rosalind Biggs, OSU professor and a part of the School of Veterinary Medicine, says, unfortunately, mistaking beef feed for horse feed can be deadly.
Said, I have to be real clear at my house that I don't have it. I would love to have a Monensin product to feed to the cattle, but the risk to the horse group at my house is too big.
Yeah, what's the deadly dose? I mean, is it very much at all?
It's 2 milligrams per kilogram. You know, it's not typically a bite or two, but it's not very much in a horse when you get down to it.
OSU veterinarian Dr. Rosalind Biggs on this incorrect feed being given to these performance horses. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.
Well, USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says export volumes may increase, but at low prices.
A lot of this is tied to falling commodity prices and the world getting much more comfortable with where supplies of corn, beans, wheat, cotton all are relative to where we were at perhaps between 2020 and 2023. Yes, volumes are up a little bit, but that's because in order to move product, a more abundant product, you're having to see some price declines to move some of that stuff out the door.
The fiscal year 2025 could also cause producers to be dependent on exports.
A lot of this is tied to falling commodity prices. And then if we look at some other things around the world, maybe a slower Chinese economy, continued strength of the U.S. dollar, China diversifying its sources for trade, perhaps a little bit weaker on export competitiveness for ourselves. Those are all things which are posing some challenges for our exports.
Meanwhile, imports keep rising. USDA says 2025 could end up with an ag trade deficit of over $42 billion.
Well, this is the first forecast for fiscal year 25. What this report indicates is a decline of $4 billion into $169.5 billion for exports, an increase of $8 billion on imports to a total of $212 billion for fiscal year 25, which means a rising trade deficit of $42.5 billion forecast for fiscal year 25.
Once again, that's USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.